Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today from San Antonio, the Cattle Industry Convention, as we hear from Colin Woodall on the antibiotic battle in just a moment. Let's face it, neighbors, there's some things you just can't control, like how long your mother-in-law is going to visit. But you can control how long you keep weeds out of your wheat with Finesse herbicide from DuPont. Finesse provides season-long control of yield-robbing weeds to ensure a successful harvest. It easily handles yield-robbing weeds like Henbit, Tansy Mustard, and Cutleaf Evening Primrose. And it keeps on working through harvest to deliver the clean crop you want for faster and easier combining. After harvest, Finesse will leave you with cleaner stubble, which will save you in burn-down applications and tillage trips to keep your cost under control. Plus, Finesse is backed by DuPont Crop Protection Plus. Purchase and apply Finesse, and you're eligible for product cost replacement credit if your crop is destroyed by drought, hail, flood, frost, freeze, or fire. You can't control everything, but you can control how long you keep weeds out of your wheat. This year, get long-lasting control with Finesse herbicide from DuPont. Contact your local DuPont retailer for details. Crop Protection Plus program is not available in all states. Restrictions apply. See terms and conditions. Always read and follow the label. Here in San Antonio, we visit with lobbyist Colin Woodall about some of the issues going on today in our nation's capital. Ask him if he had resources just to really pursue one particular issue aggressively on behalf of cattle producers, what would it be? He said the battle over banning antibiotics for livestock. He says that is a huge issue for the well-being of the cattle industry down the road.
We would go in and bring every bit of research and information we had to the members of Congress and educate them and let them know that if they ban antibiotics, our ability to keep our animals healthy is going to be completely at jeopardy. And a lot of the drugs that we use day in, day out, most of the time under the direction of a veterinarian, are going to go away. And as we all know, healthy animals equals healthy food. And we don't want to get in a situation like they saw in Denmark, where they just went and they got rid of all growth promotants. And what happens was 80% of the producers in Denmark went out of business. And they went out of business because they lost the tools, the technology that they had been using to take care of their herds. And we just don't want to see a repeat of that here.
I guess with somebody like Mrs. Slaughter in Congress, that makes it mighty tough on the antibiotic issue.
Absolutely. She's pushing that. And, you know, she's a microbiologist by trade, and she uses that to her advantage. You know, she hasn't practiced microbiology in many, many years. And she's going around with a perception that we as a cattle industry, our feeding sector is getting up in the morning, putting a backpack on, and hosing down everything they can with antibiotics. You know, that's just not the case. In our feeding sector, they are being used under the direction of veterinarians. She also thinks that regular cattle producers, boots on the ground, are using over-the-counter products or overusing over-the-counter products. And as such, it's getting in the meat and also leaving the waste stream and getting in the water. Well, there is no science to back that up. As a matter of fact, it is against the law to have a residue in meat. That is not an issue in our industry right now. It's not an issue for the consumers. So we're just trying to get out there, get ahead of her, and let folks know that she's really not working on reality. She's working on pure perception. That perception is based on some pretty unsound and junk science.
Mrs. Slaughter, that we made reference to, Chairwoman Louise Slaughter of New York State, who of course is chair lady of the House Rules Committee, very influential member of the House Democratic leadership. She pushed hard for a possible ban on antibiotic use with livestock back in 2009. She fell short on that effort. Would like to make another run in that attempt in 2010. According to Colin Woodall, this is something we've got to keep the pressure up on as far as getting that education out to members of Congress. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, neighbors, you don't want to miss the 32nd Annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th at 12 noon at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne on the west side of town. 50 head of high-quality bulls to be offered. Angus, Crossbred, Red Angus, Hereford. For more information, contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366, or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, February 6th, Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne. That's your Beef Buzz. Reporting from San Antonio, I'm Ron Hayes.